The world is changed.
I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was is lost, for none now live who remember it.
It began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. In the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all. One by one, three lands in Middle-earth fell to the power of the ring. But there were some who resisted. A last alliance of men and elves marched against the armies of Mordor, and on the slopes of Mount Doom, they fought for the freedom of Middle-earth. Victory was near. But the power of the ring could not be undone. Moment, when all hope had faded, that Isildur, son of the king, took up his father's sword. The enemy of the free peoples of Middle-earth was defeated. The ring passed to Isildur, who had this one chance to destroy evil forever. But the hearts of men are easily corrupted, and the ring of power has a will of its own. It betrayed Isildur to his death. And some things that should not have been forgotten were lost. History became legend. Legend became myth. And for 2,500 years, the ring passed out of all knowledge. Until, when chance came, it ensnared a new bearer. The ring came to the creature Gollum, who took it deep into the tunnels of the Misty Mountains. And there, it consumed him. The ring brought to Gollum unnatural long life. For 500 years it poisoned his mind. And in the gloom of Gollum's cave, it waited. Darkness crept back into the forest of the world. Rumor grew of a shadow in the east, whispers of a nameless fear. And the ring of power perceived. Its time had now come. It abandoned Gollum. But something happened then the ring did not intend. It was picked up by the most unlikely creature imaginable. A hobbit, Bilbo Baggins of the Shire. For the time will soon come when hobbits will shape the fortunes of all.
The 22nd day of September in the year 1400, by Shire reckoning. Again, Bagshot Row, Hobbiton, West Farthing. The Shire. Middle Earth. To begin. Ah, yes. Concerning hobbits. Hobbits have been living and farming in the four farthings of the Shire for many hundreds of years, quite content to ignore and be ignored by the world of the big folk. Middle-earth being, after all, full of strange creatures beyond count. Hobbits must seem of little importance, being neither renowned as great warriors, nor counted among the very wise.
Frodo! Someone at the door!
In fact, it has been remarked by some that hobbits' only real passion is for food. A rather unfair observation, as we have also developed a keen interest in the brewing of ales and the smoking of pipeweed. But where our hearts truly lie is in peace, quiet, and good tilled earth. For all hobbits share a love of things that grow. And yes, no doubt to others our ways seem quaint. But today, of all days, it is brought home to me. It is no bad thing to celebrate a simple life.
Frodo, the door!
Sticklebats, where is that boy?
You're late.
A wizard is never late, Frodo Baggins. Nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to.
It's wonderful to see you, Gandalf.
Didn't think I'd miss your Uncle Bilbo's birthday.
So how is the old rascal? I hear it's going to be a party of special magnificence.
You know Bilbo. He's got the whole place in an uproar.
Well, that should please him.
Half the Shire's been invited. And the rest of them are setting up anyway.
So life in the Shire goes on. Very much as it has this past age. Full of its own comings and goings. With change coming slowly. If it comes at all. For things are made to endure in the Shire. Passing from one generation to the next. There's always been a Baggins living here under the hill in Bag End.
There always will be.
To tell you the truth, Bilbo's been a bit odd lately. I mean, more than usual. He's taken to locking himself in his study. He spends hours and hours poring over old maps when he thinks I'm not looking.
Here she comes.
Then keep your secrets.
Good.
I know you have something to do with it.
Good gracious.
Before you came along, we Bagginses were very well thought of.
Indeed.
Never had any adventures or did anything unexpected.
If you're referring to the incident with the dragon, I was barely involved. All I did was give your uncle a little nudge out of the door.
Whatever you did, you've been officially labeled a disturber of the peace. Glad you're back.
So am I, dear boy. So am I. And what about very old friends?
Can come.
Bilbo Baggins.
Dear Gandalf.
Good to see you. 111 years old. Who would believe it? You have aged.
Come on, come in. Welcome, welcome. Tea? Or maybe something a little stronger. I've got a few bottles of the old Wynyard left. 1296. Very good year. Almost as old as I am. It was laid down by my father. What say we open one, eh?
Just tea, thank you.
I can make you some eggs if you look. Oh, can I?
Just tea, thank you.
All right. You don't want a horror, do you?
No, no, not at all.
I'm not at home. Is this that for Baggins's?
I know you're in there.
They're after the house. They've never forgiven me for living this long. I've got to get away from these confounded relatives hanging on the bell all day, never giving me a moment's peace. I want to see mountains again. Mountains, Gandalf. And then find somewhere quiet where I can finish my book. Oh, tea.
So you mean to go through with your plan, then?
Yes, yes, it's all in hand. All the arrangements are made. Oh, thank you.
Frodo suspects something.
Of course he does. He's a Baggins. Not some blockheaded grace girl from Hardbottle.
You will tell him, won't you?
Yes, yes.
He's very fond of you.
I know. He'd probably come with me if I asked him. I think in his heart, Frodo's still in love with the Shire. The woods, the fields. I'm old, Gandalf. I know I don't look it, but I'm beginning to feel it in my heart. I feel thin, sort of stretched, like butter scraped over too much bread. I need a holiday, a very long holiday, and I don't expect I shall return. In fact, I mean not to. Old Tovey, the finest weed in the South Farthing. Gandalf, my old friend. This will be a night to remember.
Sam, I'll suppose you for a dance.
I think I'll just have another ale.
No, you don't. Go on.
Mercy, please. Come on. Oh.
arguing amongst themselves about how they were going to cook us. Whether it be turned on us, feet, and whether they should sit on us one by one. Chilly. Oh, they spent so much time arguing that Withertoos and the White Horse that the sun's first light crept over the top of the tree. Turned them all to stone.
Oh no, the big one, big one.
This is great, Colonel. Nice to see you. Welcome, welcome.
Are all these children yours? Good gracious, you have been productive. Good lad, Frodo. I'm very selfish, you know. Yes, I am. Very selfish. I don't know why I took you in after your mother and father died, but it wasn't out of charity. I think it was because of all my numerous relations. You were the one Baggins that showed real spirit.
Bilbo, have you been at the Gaffer's Home Brew?
No. Well, yes, but that's not the point. The point is, Frodo, you'll be all right.
Done.
Oh, she's sticking in the ground.
It has in the ground.
I'm
sorry. That was your idea.
My dear Bagginses and Buffins, Filth and Brandy Bug, Blood, Jump, Wind Flowers, Walter, Grace Garlow, Hellfoot, Bertie. Today is my 111th birthday. Alas, 71 years is far too short a time to live among such excellent and admirable hobbits. I don't know half of you half as well as I should like, and I like less than half of you half as well as you deserve. I have things to do.
I've put this off far too long.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now. I bid you all a very fond farewell.
Oh,
Don't you think that was terribly clever?
Come on, Gandalf. Did you see their faces?
There are many magic rings in this world, Bilbo Baggins, and none of them should be used lightly.
It was just a bit of fun. Oh, you're probably right, as usual. You will keep an eye on Frodo, won't you?
Two eyes. Yes. As often as I can spare them.
I'm leaving everything to him.
What about this ring of yours? Is that staying too?
Yes, yes. It's in an envelope over there on the mantelpiece. No. Wait, it's here in my pocket. Isn't that odd now? Yeah. After all, why not? Why shouldn't I keep it?
I think you should leave the ring behind. Well, is that so hard?
Well, no. And yes. Now it comes to it. I don't feel like parting with it. It's mine. I found it. It came to me.
There's no need to get angry.
Well, if I'm angry, it's your fault. It's mine.
My precious.
Precious? It's been called that before. Not by you.
What business is it of yours what I do with my own things?
I think you've had that ring quite long enough.
You want it for yourself?
Bilbo Baggins! Do not take me for some conjurer of cheap tricks. I am not trying to rob you. I'm trying to help you.
You're right, Gandalf. The ring must go to Frodo. It's late. The road is long. Yes, it is time.
Bilbo. The ring is still in your pocket.
Yes. I thought up an ending for my book. And he lived happily ever after. To the end of his days.
And I'm sure you will, my dear friend.
Goodbye, Gandalf.
Goodbye, dear Bilbo.
Gone, hasn't he? He talked for so long about leaving. I didn't think he'd really do it. Gandalf.
Bilbo's ring. He's gone to stay with the elves. He's left you Bag End. What's wrong with all his possessions? The ring is yours now. Put it somewhere out of sight.
Where are you going?
There's some things that I must see to.
What things?
Questions. Questions that need answering.
You've only just arrived. I don't understand.
Neither do I. Keep it secret. Keep it secret.
On the second age, here follows the account of Isildur, High King of Gondor, and the finding of the Ring of Power. It has come to me, the one ring. It shall be an heirloom of my kingdom. All those who follow in my bloodline shall be bound to its fate, for I will risk no hurt to the ring. It is precious to me. Though I buy it with a great pain. The markings upon the band begin to fade. The writing, which at first was as clear as red flame, has all but disappeared. A secret now that only fire can tell.
Around here. They're all up in Hobbiton.
And savory nature. War's ruin. The mountains are fair teeming with goblins.
Far off tales and children's stories, that's all that is. You're beginning to sound like that old Bilbo Baggins. Cracked, he was.
Young Mr. Frodo here. He's cracking.
I'm proud of it. Cheers, Gaffer.
Aye. Cheers. Well, it's none of our concern what goes on beyond our borders. Keep your nose out of trouble, and no trouble will come to you.
Good night, sweet maiden of the golden ale. Boy, mind who you're sweet talking.
Don't worry, Sam. Rosie knows an idiot when she sees one. Does she? Nothing. There's nothing. Wait. There are markings. It's some form of Elvish. I can't read it.
There are few who can. The language is that of Mordor, which I will not utter here.
Mordor?
In the common tongue, it says, one ring to rule them all. One ring to find them. One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, find them. This is the One Ring, forged by the Dark Lord Sauron in the fires of Mount Doom, taken by Isildur from the hand of Sauron himself.
Bilbo found it. In Gollum's cave.
Yes. For 60 years, the ring lay quiet in Bilbo's keeping, prolonging his life, delaying old age. But no longer, Frodo. Evil is stirring in Mordor. The ring has awoken. It heard its master's call.
But he was destroyed. Sauron was destroyed.
No, Frodo. The spirit of Sauron endured. His life force is bound to the ring, and the ring survived. Sauron has returned. His orcs are multiplied. His fortress of Barad-dûr is rebuilt in the land of Mordor. Sauron needs only this ring to cover all the lands of a second darkness. He is seeking it. Seeking it all, his thought is bent on it. The ring yearns ever more else to return to the hand of its master. They are one. The ring and the Dark Lord. Frodo, he must never find it.
All right. We put it away. We keep it hidden. We never speak of it again. No one knows it's here, do they? Do they, Gandalf?
There is one other who knew that Bilbo had the ring. I looked everywhere for the creature Gollum, but the enemy found him first. I don't know how long they tortured him. Amidst the endless screams and inane babble, they discerned two words.
Gollum! Sure. Baggins. But that would lead them here. Who goes there? Take it, Gandalf. Take it.
No, no, no.
You must take it.
You cannot offer me this ring.
I'm giving it to you.
Don't tempt me, Frodo. I dare not take it. Not even to keep it safe. Understand, Frodo. I would use this ring from a desire to do good. But through me, it would wield a power too great and terrible to imagine.
But it cannot stay in the Shire.
No. No, it can't.
What must I do?
You must leave. And leave quickly.
Where? Where do I go?
Get out of the Shire. Make the village free.
Free? What about you?
I'll be waiting for you. At the Inn of the Prancing Pony.
And the ring will be safe there.
I don't know, Frodo. I don't have any answers. I must see the head of my order. He is both wise and powerful. Trust me, Frodo. You'll know what to do. You'll have to leave the name of Baggins behind you. But that name is not safe outside the Shire. Travel only by day. And stay off the road.
I can cut across country easily enough.
My dear Frodo, hobbits really are amazing creatures. You can learn all that there is to know about their ways in a month, and yet after 100 years, they can still surprise you. Get down. Confound it all, Samwise Gamgee! Have you been eavesdropping?
I haven't dropped no eaves, to be honest. I was just cutting the grass under the window there, if you follow me.
A little late for trimming the verge, don't you think?
I heard raised voices.
What did you hear? Speak!
Nothing important. That is, I heard a good deal about a ring and a dark lord and something about the end of the world, but please, Mr. Gandalf, sir, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me in anything unnatural.
No. Perhaps not. I've thought of a better use for you. Come along, Samwise. Keep up. Be careful, both of you. The enemy has many spies in his service. Birds, beasts. Is it safe? Never put it on, for the agents of the Dark Lord will be drawn to its power. Always remember, Frodo, the ring is trying to get back to its master. It wants to be found.
If I take one more step, it'll be the farthest away from home I've ever been. Come on, Sam. Remember what Bilbo used to say? It's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. Sam. Wood elf. Going to the harbor beyond the White Towers. The Grey Haven.
They're leaving Middle Earth.
Never to return. I don't know why. It makes me sad.
Everywhere I lie, there's a dirty great root sticking into my back.
Just shut your eyes and imagine you're back in your own bed with a soft mattress and a lovely feather pillow.
It's not working, Mr. Frodo. I'm never going to be able to sleep out here.
Me neither, Sam.
Rises from the Mountain of Doom. The hour grows late, and Gandalf the Grey rides to Isengard, seeking my counsel.
For that is why you have come, is it not, my old friend?
Saruman.
You are sure of this?
Beyond any doubt.
So the Ring of Power has been found.
All these long years, it was in the Star. Under my very nose.
And yet you did not have the wit to see it. Your love of the Halfling's Leaf has clearly slowed your mind.
But we still have time. Time enough to counter Sauron if we act quickly.
Time? What time do you think we have? Sauron has regained much of his former strength. He cannot yet take physical form, but his spirit has lost none of its potency.
Concealed within his fortress, the Lord of Mordor sees all. His gaze pierces cloud, shadow, earth, and flesh.
You know of what I speak, Gandalf. A great eye, lidless, wreathed in flame.
Yes, Sauron.
He is gathering all evil to him. Very soon he will have summoned an army great enough to launch an assault upon Middle-earth.
You know this? How?
I have seen it.
The Palantir is a dangerous tool, Saruman.
Why? Why should we fear to use it?
They are not all accounted for. The lost seeing stones. We do not know who else may be watching.
The hour is later than you think.
Sauron's forces are already moving.
The Nine have left Minas Morgul.
The Nine?
They crossed the River Isen on Midsummer's Eve, disguised as riders in black.
They breach the Shire.
They will find the ring. And kill the one who carries it.
Frodo.
He did not seriously think that a hobbit could contend with the will of Sauron. There are none who can. Against the power of Mordor, there can be no victory. We must join with him, Gandalf. We must join with Sauron. It would be wise, my friend.
Tell me, friend, when did Saruman the Wise abandon reason for madness?
Thank you.
the chance of aiding me willingly. But you, Alexei, the way of pain!
Mr. Frodo? Frodo? Frodo! I thought I'd lost you.
What are you talking about?
It's just something Gandalf said.
What did he say?
Don't you lose him, Samwise Gamgee. I don't mean to.
Sam, we're still in the Shire. What could possibly happen?
Frodo! Merry! It's Frodo Baggins!
Hello, Frodo!
Get off!
Frodo, what's the meaning of this?
Hold it.
You've been in the former maggot's crop.
Don't away, short stack. It's only a couple of carrots.
And some cabbage. And those 3 bags of potatoes that we left you last week. And then the mushrooms the week before.
Yes, Pippin. My point is, he's clearly overreacting.
Oh, that was close.
Oh, I think I've broken something.
Oh, trust a brandy buck and a toque.
What? Or is this a detour? A shortcut?
Shortcut to what?
The mushrooms!
I think we should get off the road.
Get off the road! Quick!
That black rider was looking for something. Or someone. Frodo?
Get down!
Oh,
time, and I must get debris.
Right.
Buckleberry Ferry. Follow me. Come on.
What do you want?
I'm heading to the Prancing Pony.
Hobbit. Poor Hobbit. What's more, out of the Shire by your talk, my business brings you to breathe.
We wish to stay at the inn. Our business is our own.
All right, young sir, I meant no offense. It's my job to ask questions after nightfall. There's talk of strange folk abroad. Can't be too careful.
If you're looking for accommodation, we've got some nice, cozy, hobbit-sized rooms available. Always proud to cater to little folk, Mr.
Underhill. My name's Underhill.
Underhill.
We're friends of Gandalf the Grey. Can you tell him we've arrived?
Gandalf? Gandalf? Oh, yes, I remember. Elderly town. Big grey beard, pointy hat. Not seen him for 6 months.
What do we do now?
Sam, we'll be here. We'll come.
Get out of my way.
What's that? This, my friend, is a pint. It comes in pints?
Oh.
I'm getting one.
You've got all half already.
That fellow's done nothing but stare at me since we arrived.
Excuse me. That man in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them rangers. Dangerous folk they are, one of the wilds. What his right name is, I've never heard. But round here, he's known as Strider.
Strider.
Baggins. Sure I know a Baggins. He's over there. Frodo Baggins. He's my second
cousin. Once removed on his mother's side.
And my stepmother's side. Come in. Steady on.
Being seen if I wish, but to disappear entirely, that is a rare gift.
Who are you?
You frightened?
Yes.
Not nearly frightened enough. I know what hunts you.
Let go! What have you, for sakes?
You have a stout heart, little hobbit. But that will not save you. You can no longer wait for the wizard, Frodo. They're coming. Kings of men. Then Sauron the Deceiver gave to them 9 rings of power. Blinded by their greed, they took them without question, one by one, falling into darkness. And now they are slaves to this world. They are the Nazgul, ring wraiths, neither living nor dead. At all times they feel the presence of the ring, drawn to the power of the One. They will never stop hunting you.
Where are you taking us?
Into the wild.
How do we know this strider is a friend of Gandalf? I think a servant of the enemy would look fairer.
It's foul enough.
We have no choice but to trust him. But where is he leading us?
Rivendell, Master Gamgee. The House of Elrond.
Did you hear that? Rivendell. We're going to see the elves.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, we do not stop till nightfall.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
I don't think he knows about second breakfast, Pip. What about elevensies?
Luncheon, afternoon tea, dinner, supper.
He knows about them, doesn't he? I wouldn't count on it.
Is the lay of Luthien, the elf maiden who gave her love to Beren, a mortal.
What happened to her?
She died. Get some sleep, Frodo. Rest here tonight.
These are for you. Keep them close. I'm going to have a look around. Stay here.
What are you doing?
Tomatoes, sausages, nice crispy bacon.
We'll save some for you, Mr. Frodo.
Put it out, you fool! Put it out!
That's nice.
Go!
help him, Strider.
He's been stabbed by a Morrigan blade. This is beyond my skill to heal. He needs Elvish medicine. Hurry!
2 or 6 days from Rivendell. He'll never make it. Gandalf!
Passing into the shadow world, he'll soon become a wraith like them. They're close, Sam. Do you know the Athelas plant?
Athelas?
Kingswill.
Kingswill, it's a weed.
It may help to slow the poison. Hurry.
What's this? A ranger caught off his guard? We must get him to my father. I've been looking for you for 2 days.
Where are you taking him?
There are 5 wraiths behind you. Where the other four are, I do not know. On Labathon, Rohan Alibi.
What
did he say? Frodo Fear, Torgwaith Nim Beriathon. I do not fear them.
Ride hard. Don't look back.
Nerali.
What are you doing? The wraith is still out there!
You are in the house of Elrond, and it is 10 o'clock in the morning, on October the 24th, if you want to know.
Gandalf.
Yes, I'm here. And you're lucky to be here, too. A few more hours and you would have been beyond our aid. But you have some strength in you, my dear Hobbit.
What happened, Gandalf? Why didn't you meet us?
Oh, I'm sorry, Frodo. I was delayed. The friendship of Sodom is not lightly thrown aside. One ill turn deserves another. It is over. Embrace the power of the ring, or embrace your own destruction. There is only one Lord of the Ring. Only one. He does not share power. So you have chosen death. Sam has hardly left your side.
We were that worried about you, weren't we, Mr. Gandalf?
By the skills of Lord Elrond, you're beginning to mend.
Welcome to Rivendell, Frodo Baggins.
Hello, Frodo, my lad.
Bilbo.
Oh.
There and back again. A Hobbit's Tale by Bilbo Baggins.
This is wonderful.
I meant to go back. Wander the paths of Mirkwood. Visit Lake Town. See the lonely mountain again. That age, it seems, has finally caught up with me.
I miss the Shire. I spent all my childhood pretending I was off somewhere else. Off with you on one of your adventures. My own adventure turned out to be quite different. I'm not like you, Bilbo.
My dear boy.
Now, what have I forgotten? Packed already.
No harm in being prepared.
Thought you wanted to see the elves, Sam.
I do.
More than anything.
I did.
It's just... We did what Gandalf wanted, didn't we? We got the ring this far to Rivendell, and I thought... Seeing as how you're on the mend, we'd be off soon. Off home. You're right, Sam. We did what we set out to do. The ring will be safe in Rivendell. I am ready to go home.
His strength returns.
That wound will never fully heal. He will carry it the rest of his life.
And yet, to have come so far, still bearing the ring, the hobbit has shown extraordinary resilience to its evil.
It is a burden he should never have had to bear. We can ask no more of Frodo.
Gandalf, the enemy is moving. Sauron's forces are massing in the east. His eye is fixed on Rivendell.
And Saruman, you tell me, has betrayed us. Our list of allies grows thin.
His treachery runs deeper than you know. Thalcart Saruman has crossed orcs with goblin men. He's breeding an army in the caverns of Isengard. An army that can move in sunlight and cover great distance at speed. Saruman is coming for the ring.
This evil cannot be concealed by the power of the elves. We do not have the strength to fight both Mordor and Isengard.
Gandalf. The ring cannot stay here.
This peril belongs to all Middle-earth. They must decide now how to end it. The time of the elves is over. My people are leaving these shores. Who will you look to when we've gone?
The dwarves? They hide in their mountains seeking riches. They care nothing for the troubles of others.
It is in men we must place our hope.
Men? Men are weak. The race of men is failing. The blood of Numenor is all but spent. Its pride and dignity forgotten. It is because of men the ring survives. I was there, Gandalf. I was there 3,000 years ago.
And Isildur took the ring. I was there the day the strength of men failed.
Isildur, hurry! Follow me!
I led Isildur into the heart of Mount Doom, where the ring was forged, the one place that could be destroyed.
Cast it into the fire! Destroy it!
No.
Isildur!
It should have ended that day, but evil was allowed.
Isildur kept the ring. The line of kings is broken. There's no strength left in the world of men. A scattered, divided, leaderless.
There is one who could unite them. One who could reclaim the throne of Gondor.
He turned from that path a long time ago. He has chosen exile.
You're no elf?
The men of the south are welcome here.
Who are you?
I am friend to Gandalf the Grey.
And we are here on common purpose. Friend?
Blade to cut the ring. Sauron's
Why do you fear the past? You are a Sealdor's heir, not a Sealdor himself. You are not bound to his fate.
The same blood flows in my veins. Same weakness.
Your time will come. You will face the same evil, and you will defeat it. To whom I will. Like my heart.
Strangers from distant lands, friends of old, you've been summoned here to answer the threat of Mordor. Middle-earth stands upon the brink of destruction. None can escape it. You will unite or you will fall. Each race is bound to this fate, this one doom.
Bring forth the ring, Frodo.
Uttered the words of that tongue here and in Ladris.
Do not ask your pardon, Master Elrond, for the black speech of Mordor may yet be heard in every corner of the West. The ring is altogether evil.
It is a gift. A gift to the foes of Mordor. Why not use this ring? Long has my father, the steward of Gondor, kept the forces of Mordor at bay. By the blood of our people are your lands kept safe. Give Gondor the weapon of the enemy. Let us use it against him.
You cannot wield it. None of us can. The One Ring answers to Sauron alone. It has no other master.
And what would a ranger know of this matter? This is no mere ranger. He is Aragorn, son of Arathorn. You owe him your allegiance. Aragorn. This is Isildur's heir. And heir to the throne of Gondor.
How about that, Lewis?
Gondor has no king. Gondor needs no king.
Aragorn is right. We cannot use it.
You have only one choice. The ring must be destroyed.
What are we waiting for? Mortal.
The ring cannot be destroyed, Gimli, son of Glóin, by any craft that we here possess. The ring was made in the fires of Mount Doom. Only there can it be unmade. Must be taken deep into Mordor and cast back into the fiery chasm from whence it came. One of you must do this.
One does not simply walk into Mordor. Its black gates are guarded by more than just orcs. There is evil there that does not sleep. Great eye is ever watchful. It is a barren wasteland, riddled with fire and ash and dust. The very air you breathe is a poisonous fume. Not with 10,000 men could you do this. It is folly.
Have you heard nothing Lord Elrond has said? The ring must be destroyed.
And I suppose you think you're the one to do it.
And if we fail, what then? What happens when Sauron takes back what is his?
I will be dead before I see the ring in the hands of an elf. No one touch an elf!
I will take the ring to Mordor. No. I do not know the way.
I will help you bear this burden, Frodo Baggins, as long as it is yours to bear.
By my life or death, I can protect you.
You have my sword.
And you have my bow.
And my axe.
Carry the face of his own little one. This is indeed the will of the council. Gondor will see it done.
Yes! Mr. Frodo's not going anywhere without me.
No, indeed, it is hardly possible to separate you, even when he is summoned to a secret council, and you are not.
Wait! We're coming too! That's Sandro tied up in his sack to suffer.
anyway, you need people of intelligence on this sort of mission. Quest. Thank
you. Well, that rules you out.
Nine companions.
So be it. You shall be the Fellowship of the Ring.
Right. Where are we going?
Nere henne bereali shenlin. Nadim ladris nalfantile bereathorai. In her heart, your mother knew you'd be hunted all your life, that you'd never escape your fate. The skill of the elves can reforge the sword of kings, but only you have the power to wield it.
I do not want that power. I have never wanted it.
The last of that bloodline. There is no other.
My old sword. Take it. It's so light.
Yes. Made by the elves, you know. The blade glows blue when orcs are close. And it's times like that, my lad, when you have to be extra careful. Here's a pretty thing. Mithril. As light as a feather. And as hard as dragon scales. Let me see you put it on. Come on. Oh. My old ring. Oh. I should very much like to hold it again. I'm sorry I brought this upon you, my boy. I'm sorry that you must carry this burden. I'm sorry for everything. Setting out on the quest of Mount Doom. On you who travel with him, no oath nor bond is laid to go further than you will. Farewell. Hold to your purpose. May the blessings of elves and men and all free folk go with you.
The Fellowship awaits the Ringbearer.
Thank you.
must hold this course west of the Misty Mountains for 40 days. If our luck holds, the Gap of Rohan will still be open to us. From there, our road turns east to Mordor.
Good. Very good.
Move your feet.
What's good for them?
Thanks.
Faster.
If anyone was to ask for my opinion, which I know they're not, I'd say we were taking the long way round. Gandalf, we could pass through the mines of Moria. My cousin Bali gave us a royal welcome.
No, Gimli. I would not take the road to Moria unless I had no other choice.
Sorry.
Get it down.
They are dying. Hold them
tight, Faye. Never mind that for now.
What is that?
Nothing. It's just a whisper of cloud.
Fast. It's the wind.
Caravine from Dunland.
Hide! Hurry! Hold up! Come up! We must take the pass of Caradhras.
Give the ring to Frodo. As you wish. I fear not.
And if that fails, where then will you go? If the mountain defeats you, will you risk a more dangerous road?
There is a fell voice on the air.
Ay al Baxia Rasheliar!
Of Moria.
Moria. You fear to go into those mines. The dwarves delve too greedily and too deep. You know what they awoke in the darkness of Khazad-dûm. Shadow.
Let the ring bearer decide.
Go through the mines.
Some bit. Odo, come and help an old man. How's your shoulder?
Better than it was.
And the ring? You feel its power growing, don't you? I felt it too. You must be careful now. Evil will be drawn to you from outside the village. And a fear from within.
Who then do I trust?
You must trust yourself. Trust your own strength.
What do you mean?
There are many powers in this world for good or for evil. Some are greater than I am. And against some I have not yet.
Wars are invisible when fought.
Yes, Libre, their own masters cannot find them if their secrets are forgotten.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Jaws of Durin, Lord of Moria. Speak, friend, and enter.
What do you suppose that?
Oh, it's quite simple. If you are a friend, you speak the password and the doors will open. Amon Nathel, Edro Chiave. Elnas Nagothrim. Astor Ben Amen.
Nothing's happened.
I once knew every spell in all the tongues of elves, men, and boxing.
What are you going to do then?
Knock your head against these jaws, Peregrine Took, and if that does not shatter them, and I am allowed a little peace from foolish persons, I will try to find the only words. Enemies.
Mines are no place for a pony. Even ones that are brave as Bill.
Bye-bye, Bill.
Go on, Bill. Go on. Don't worry. Here's the way out.
What's the Elvish word for friend?
Melot. Soon, Master Elf, you will enjoy the fabled hospitality of the dwarves. Roaring fires, malt beer, red meat off the bone. This, my friend, is the home of my cousin Valin, and they call it a mine. A mine!
This is no mine. It's a tomb. Gap of Rohan. We should never have come here.
Now get out of here. Get out! Help! Fire! Get out of there! Fire!
Be on your guard. There are older and fouler things than orcs in the deep places of the world. Quieter. It's a 4-day journey to the other side. Let us hope that our presence may go unnoticed. Gold or jewels, but mithril. Thou hast a shirt of mithril rings, a thorin them.
Oh, that was a kingly gift.
Yes. I never told him, but its worth was greater than the value of the shire. Smeagol's life is a sad story. Yes, Smeagol he was once called, before the ring found him. Before it drove him mad.
It's a pity Bilbo didn't kill him when he had the chance.
Pity? It was pity that stayed Bilbo's home. Many that lived deserved death. Some that died deserve life. Do not be too eager to deal out death and judgment. Even the very wise can see all ends. My heart tells me that Gollum has some part to play yet, for good or ill, before this is over. The pity of Bilbo.
The ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. There are other forces at work in this world, Frodo, besides the will of evil. Bilbo was meant to find the ring, in which case you also were meant to have it. And that is an encouraging thought. Stagwell.
He's remembered.
No. But the air is still so foul down here. If he dies, Enoch, always follow your nose.
No.
No. No. No. No. No.
Here lies Bari, son of Hundil, Lord of Moria. He is dead then.
Oh,
it's as I feared.
We must move on. We cannot linger.
They have taken the bridge and the second hall. We have barred the gates, but cannot hold them for long. The ground shakes. Drums. Drums in the deep. We cannot get out. The shadow moves in the dark. We cannot get out. Fool of a Took. Throw yourself in next time and rid us of your stupidity.
Thank you.
I'm getting the hang of it. I'm not hurt.
Should be dead.
Must be able to skewer the wild boar.
I think there's more to this helmet than meets the eye.
Mithril.
You are full of surprises, Master Baggins.
devilry.
Is near.
Do as I say! Swords are no more use here.
Wielder of the flame of our knowledge. Dark fire will never fail you. Flame of Uldun! Go back to fools.
Legolas, get him up.
Give them a moment, for pity's sake.
By nightfall, these hills will be swarming with orcs. We must reach the woods of Lothlorien. Come, Boromir. Legolas. Gimli, get them up.
Get them on your feet, sir.
Frodo? Frodo!
Even great sorcerers lived in these woods. An elf witch of terrible power. All who look upon her fall under her spell.
Frodo.
And I've never seen again.
Your coming to us is as the footsteps of doom. You bring great evil here. Bring Baron.
Mr. Frodo?
Well, here's one dwarf you won't ensnare so easily. I have the eyes of a hawk and the ears of a fox.
Oh.
The dwarf breathed so loud we could have shot him in the dark.
Lagovanen, Legolas, Randuilion.
Govanna Svingwenene, Halvir Olorien.
Ah, Aragorn and Dunedain, Estanemne, Amen.
Randir. So much for the legendary courtesy of the elves. Speak words we can all understand.
We have not had dealings with the dwarves since the dark days.
And you know what this dwarf says to that? Ishtakwi, Aigorugnul.
That was not so courteous. You bring great evil with you. You can go no further.
Gandalf's death was not in vain. Nor would he have you give up hope. You carry a heavy burden, Frodo. Don't carry the weight of the dead.
You will follow me. Garros Galathon, the heart of Elvendom on Earth, realm of the Lords Celeborn and of Galadriel, Lady of Light.
The enemy knows you have entered here. What hope you had in secrecy is now gone. 8 that are here, yet 9 there were set out from Rivendell. Tell me, where is Gandalf? For I much desire to speak with him. I can no longer see him from afar.
Gandalf the Grey did not pass the borders of this land.
He was taken by both shadow and flame. A Balrog of Morgoth. For we went needlessly into the net of Moria.
Needless were none of the deeds of Gandalf in life. We do not yet know his full purpose. Do not let the great emptiness of Khazad-dûm fill your heart, Gimli, son of Gloin. For the world has grown full of peril. And in all lands, love is now mingled with grief.
What now becomes of this fellowship? Without Gandalf, hope is lost.
The quest stands upon the edge of a knife. Stray but a little and it will fail. To the ruin of all. Yet hope remains while the company is true. Do not let your heart be troubled. Go now and rest, for you are weary with sorrow and much toil. Tonight, you will sleep.
Welcome, Frodo of the Shire. Once was he died.
A lament for Gandalf.
What does it say about him?
I have not the heart to tell you. the grief is still too near.
But they don't mention his fireworks. Should be a verse about them.
The finest rockets ever seen. They burst in stars of blue and green. Or after thunder, silver showers came falling like a rain of flowers. Oh, that doesn't do them justice well.
Take some rest. These borders are well protected.
I will find my rest here. I heard a voice inside my head. She spoke of my father and the fall of Gondor. And she said to me, even now there is hope left. But I cannot see it. It is long since we had any hope. My father is a noble man. His rule is failing. And our people lose faith. He looks to me to make things right, and I would do it. I would see the glory of Gondor restored. Have you ever seen his Aragorn? White Tower of Ecthelion. Glimmering like a spike of pearl and silver. Its banners caught high in the morning breeze. Have you ever been called home by the clear ringing of silver trumpets?
I have seen the White City. Long ago. One day, our paths will lead us there. Our guard shall take up the call. The lords of Gondor have returned.
Will you look into the mirror?
What will I see?
Even the wisest cannot tell, for the mirror shows many things. Things that were, things that are, and some things that have not yet come to pass.
Thank you.
I know what it is you saw. For it is also in my mind. It is what will come to pass if you should fail. The fellowship is breaking. It has already begun. He will try to take the ring. You know of whom I speak. One by one, it will destroy them all. If you ask it of me, I will give you the one ring. You offer it to me freely. I do not deny that my heart has greatly desired this. That a dark lord, you would have a queen, not dark but beautiful and terrible as the dawn.
Treacherous is the sea, under the foundations of the earth. All shall love me and serve.
To bear a ring of power is to be alone. This is Nenya, the ring of adamant, and I am its keeper. This task was appointed to you, and if you do not find a way, no one will.
Then I know what I must do. I'm afraid to do it.
Even the smallest person can change the course of the future.
Do you know how the orcs first came to be? They were elves once. Taken by the dark powers, tortured and mutilated, a ruined and terrible form of life. Now, affected by fighting Uruk-hai. Whom do you serve? Saruman!
Hunt them down. Do not stop until they are found.
You do not know pain. You do not know fear.
You will taste man flesh.
The halflings carry something of great value. Bring them to me alive and unspoiled. Kill the others.
Never before have we clad strangers in the garb of our own people. May these cloaks help shield you from unfriendly eyes.
Lembas. Elvish waybread. One small bite is enough to fill the stomach of a grown man.
doing. Four.
Every league you travel south, the danger will increase. Mordor orcs now hold the eastern shore of the Unween. Nor will you find safety on the western bank. Strange creatures bearing the mark of the white hand we've seen on our borders. Seldom the orcs journey to the open under the sun. Yet these have done so.
For you, Legolas, is a bow of the Galadrim, worthy of the skill of our woodland kin. These are the daggers of the Noldorin. They have already seen service in war. Do not fear, young Peregrine Took. You will find your courage. And for you, Samwise Gamgee, elven rope made of heath lime.
Thank you, my lady. Have you run out of those not shiny daggers?
And what gift would a dwarf ask of the elves?
Nothing. Except to look upon the lady of the Galadrim one last time. For she is more fair than all the jewels beneath.
Actually, there was one thing. No, talking nonsense. It's quite important. Stupid.
I have nothing greater to give than the gift you already bear. Ameletin. The Antigil Arwen and Domiel. Vigipa.
Anidoni e Broniassa. Ada e Periassa. Ada di Meside da Male. Anido. Ige Kiras. Namalan.
That choice is yet before her. You have your own choice to make, Aragorn. To rise above the height of all your fathers since the days of Elendil, or to fall into darkness with all that is left of your kin. Namariel. Narathna, Imoigeris. Dan. Uoveritha, Elessa.
Farewell, Frodo Baggins. I give you the light of Erendil, our most beloved star.
May it be a light for you in dark places. When all other lights go out.
I have taken my wash wool at the parting, having looked my last upon that which is fairest. Oh, henceforth I will call nothing fair unless it be her gift to me.
What was her gift?
I asked her for one hair from her golden head. She gave me three.
frozen on the river. But he's too clever a waterman.
And if he alerts the enemy to our whereabouts, it'll make the crossing even more dangerous.
Have some food, Mr. Frodo. No, sir. You haven't eaten anything all day. And you're not sleeping either. Don't think I haven't noticed. Mr. Frodo.
I'm all right.
But you're not. I'm here to help you. I promised Gandalf that I would.
You can't help me, Sam. Not this time. Get some sleep.
We can regroup. Strike out for Mordor from a place of strength.
There is no strength in Gondor that can evade us.
You were quick enough to trust the elves. But you've so little faith in your own people. Yes, there is weakness. There is frailty. But there is courage also. And honor to be found in men. But you will not see that. You were afraid. All your life, you have hidden in the shadows. Scared of who you are. What you are.
I will not leave the ring within 100 leagues of your city.
Cross the lake at nightfall. Hide the boats and continue on foot. We approach Mordor from the north.
Oh, yes? Just a simple matter of finding our way through Emyn Muir. An impassable labyrinth of razor-sharp rocks. And after that, it gets even better. Festering, stinking marshland as far as the eye can see.
That is our road. I suggest you take some rest and recover your strength, Master Dwarf.
Recover my...
We should leave now. No. Orcs patrol the eastern shore. We must wait for cover of darkness. It is not the eastern shore that worries me. A shadow under threat has been growing in my mind. Something draws near. I can feel it.
Recover strength. Pay no heed to that, young lord.
Where's Frodo?
None of us should wander alone.
You least of all.
so much depends on you.
Frodo? I know why you seek solitude. You suffer, I see it day by day. Are you sure you do not suffer needlessly? There are other ways, Frodo. Other paths that we might take.
I know what you would say. And it would seem like wisdom, but for the warning in my heart.
Warning? Against what? We're all afraid, Frodo. But to let that fear drive us to destroy what hope we have. Don't you see? This is madness.
There is no other way.
I ask only for the strength to defend my feet. If you would but lend me the ring.
No.
Why do you recoil? I am no thief.
You are not yourself.
What chance do you think you have? They will find you. They will take the ring. And you will beg for death before the end. So, it is not your save I have come to shout. It could have been mine. It should be mine. Give it to me. Give it.
No.
Give it to
me. No.
Where is the ring?
Stay away!
Frodo! I swore to protect you.
Can you protect me from yourself? Would you destroy it? After the others. Especially Sam. He will not understand.
Run! Run!
Mr. Frodo!
Gondor.
Boromir.
Frodo, where is Frodo?
I let Frodo go.
Then you did what I could not. I tried to take the ring from him.
The ring is beyond our reach.
Forgive me. I did not see him. I have failed you all.
No, Boromir. You fought bravely. You have kept your honor.
Leave it. It is over. The world of men will fall. And all will come to darkness. And my sister to ruin. I do not know what strength is in my blood. But I swear to you, I will not let the White City fall. Nor our people fail. Our people. Our people.
I wish the ring had never come to me. I wish none of this had happened.
So do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Alone.
Of course you are. And I'm coming with you.
You can't swim. Sam! Sam! Promise, Mr. Frodo. A promise. Don't you leave him, Samwise Gamgee. And I don't mean to.
I don't mean to. Oh, Sam.
Frodo's fate is no longer in our hands.
That it has all been in vain. The fellowship has failed.
What if we hold true to each other? We will not abandon Merry and Pippin to torment and death. Not while we have strength left.
Leave all that can be spared behind.
We travel light. Let us hunt some orc.
Find a safer road.
Strider will look after
them. I don't suppose we'll ever see them again.
We may yet, Mr. Frodo. We may.
Sam. I'm glad you're with me.
May it be.